Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
My dog made 3 feds magazine covers. Get shot for the beat, wash up on the beach. Butt naked, full of hoes, Tim's on your feet. Get stretched on the block, covered with the top. Backwoods, stay strapped, smoking in the dark. Get your 40s, how you writing books? I'm from the city, testifying, get your body took. Uncle Mar rats on me, cause of all the cheese. They had a minute going, now it's time to squeeze. 50 stacks of cars, the boy not pay the penalty. Call your kids, I swear to God, you're gonna remember me. Words are powerful, it's time to see my Z. In the 2-seater in Atlanta, picking up me. Ferrari or the Lambo, cause I got them both. Took a chain next, they know I got them smoke. Never rob, baby, I'm so forever mob. I'm out in Vegas at the Palms playing paddle ball. Push a button, I can turn it to battle raw. Kill yourself, how you ride on all your dogs? Play my position, here I am, so now it's time to ball.
It's all about the money. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
I be in the hood, drop Wrangler. Sell the paper in my porch, cause I'm 94 from Wilmore in the kitchen. Cooking birds, saying thanks for giving. On a Schwarzenegger, on from the whipping. On a Schwarzenegger, on from the whipping. One reply to you, sneak dissing. Suck a dick when you see me, know I'm gripping.
You never seen nothing like this. Flash brothers with the aim. I wish it would, boy. I'm singing, sleeping with your missus. Call me Young Mellow, cause scoring is my dish, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock. Chef cooking with the pot, boy.
It's all about the money. 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 No limit to my money, I should get a tank. They walk me through the bank, entering the bank. Base running errands, so I'm giving Hank. That's a hit, had him hit, lead it blank. He got 6 feet, I got 6 figures. Nothing less than 6 shots, coming off the hip. Life a trip, life a gamble, I'm a big chip. $1,000 hand wrist splitter.
You never seen nothing like this. Flash brothers with the aim. I wish it would, boy. I'm singing, sleeping with your missus. Call me Young Mellow, cause scoring is my dish, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock. Chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
More money, more problems, big set it best. If you got a problem with me, better wear a vest. A fully s***ing hot slugs flying out the tech. I put a couple hot slugs all in your chest. I be strapped like them white boys that climb rocks. One call, I have a in a pine box. Young Lito, man, I'm known for selling dime rocks. My b***h is dime, but I still let a 9 pop.
You never seen nothing like this. Flash brothers with the aim. I wish it would, boy. I'm singing, sleeping with your missus. Call me Young Mellow, cause scoring is my dish, boy. I'm CP3 cause I be dishing and handling the rock. Chef cooking with the pot, boy. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. It's all about the money. It's all about the money.
605 out in Phoenix, Arizona, 905 in Jersey City, New Jersey. What's going on, everybody? It's your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, tonight, we're talking about living your dream. Hey, we're off the cusp of celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. This past week and his phenomenal achievements and contributions to our individual lives, our nation, really the world. And he paved the way for many of us to do what we're doing today. But listen, 2015, black president, no excuses, people. No excuses. If you really look around as to why you really can't be making something happen. But some people just think that the fact that you can be successful in America is nothing but just a fake fantasy. Is that really the case? Is it all smoke and windows? Is the whole American dream thing just a hoax? Or is it possible? Hey, tonight we're going to have an open, honest dialogue. I know some people are sitting like, really? Is that really a question? Yeah. If you look around, clearly, there's some people like, phooey. Hey, we're going to help them tonight. Hey, 917-889-3926. Hey, join the conversation. All the way live from Plant City. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up?
Yes, I am here. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Trying to get over this hump.
Yes.
Oh, the way live from Charlotte, where is, is the weather nice today in Charlotte? Madam CeeLo Boston, what up?
What up? Good afternoon in the morning time. It is, it's nice out here. It feels like a summer evening, but, okay, well, with a little bit of chill to it, but it feels like a nice summer evening.
I was about to say burr, but, I mean, I thought when I saw last, the sun was shining out there earlier in Charlotte.
Yes, and was. Okay. It's been pretty warm here this week, but it's supposed to get cold by the end of the week. So,
Hey, let's go all the way up the coast where I think it probably is Burr. That dude, St. James in the DMV. What up, brother?
Yeah, it was snowing out here earlier, man. Got dust in those, like probably like about an inch. It wasn't nothing too major, man. But yo, but busted though. I was going through the audio clips over here, and I didn't realize the sound effect that you put in here, man. This is some real 1984 Ron Jeremy porn music right here, B.
Uh-oh.
No shit.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow.
Get it. Hey, St. James living his dream with his music bed behind him. Living his dream.
I wouldn't have even said that. I would have said, like, you know, Superfly, you know, which way is up.
Nah, because.
Like that, but
because
not.
Nah, because the label he got on is called Breakbeat Music Bed. So I was like, oh. The porn music right here, dude.
Stop it. Oh, my.
What? Wow. You think I'm lying?
No.
By no means.
It's all right.
Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, follow us on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio, at Mr. TM Hyman, at Madam Boston, Very Hot Chalk, and that dude, Sage James. We're going to pause for the calls. Hey, the crew is here. It's Hump Day Wednesday. We're talking about living our dreams. Hey, hit that porn song one more time, Sage.
Black car, party in the backyard. Now they got the black bra showing. Tatted up. already know it.
Yes, you know it.
Yes, you know it. Yes,
you know it.
Yes, you know it.
She gon' make me spend some money on it.
Yes, you know it.
Whole bank account, I blow it.
I blow
go
it.
Do a show to
in.
Put some more in. Pockets bigger than a Samoan. I'm in the stage every time, shout it, go in.
Shout it, go in. Shout it, go in.
Booty is the floating.
Floating.
Slow motion.
Slow motion.
I'm so gone on patrol.
Go.
To the stage again, you seen the
thought,
doing that every for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Trying to see what's up, down.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. Shout it thick, thicker than a
snicker.
Every time she do it, it's for me and my
nigga.
And a friend do it with her. She don't even like girls, but a stack can make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
Go and kiss her. Go and go and kiss her. She don't even like girls, but a stack can make her kiss her.
Go and kiss her.
Go and go and kiss her.
She keeps
looking around, I'ma watch dismiss her.
Go and kiss her.
She make us rock, then jiggle.
Put on the
show to end.
Bring
that
dough in.
Booty bigger than a Samoan.
I'm
in the stage every time, shout it, go in.
Shout it, go in. Shout it, go in.
Booty is the floating.
Slow motion.
I'm so gone on patrol. I don't know how I'm getting home later on. Like, I ain't even know it.
Ain't
know it. Take the car here to the state. And you seen the
thought.
Doing that every for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Trying to see what's up.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing.
And you know it. Look at how she throw it. If it get any bigger, baby girl gon' have to tow it. Tow it. Sitting on the memes like Floyd. But she lied to you if she said I paid for it. 99 broads, 99 broads. Panoramic view from the 99th floor. I'm like, my lord, when she down on all four. Got a hood with me, she ain't scared to take a charge. Lying by in a car, you don't know what you saw. She adjusting the broad, I'm lighting up a cigar. They was riding me off, now I arrive like a star. I just sit back and laugh at the irony of it all. That I'm bad, go, that I'm bad, go. Watch it throw a grand of soap on that soap. And we like, damn boy, why you cuffing that hoe? The whole thing's smooth, and you ain't even know it.
Yeah. I ain't even know it,
ain't
know it. Take the car here to the
state.
And you seen the
thought,
doing that every for days.
Booty going up, down.
I ain't got no problem spending all of my money.
Tryna see what's up.
I can do this all day like it ain't nothing. I ain't even know it,
ain't
know it. Take the car here to the state.
PM here on TM Hot and Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General joining me as well. It is Relationship Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, and our topic tonight is living the dream. Is it, you know, really possible? Is it impossible? Is it a facade? Is it, you know, just a smoke screen? You tell us what you think. 917-889-3926 is your number to weigh in tonight.
What do you think? What do you think? Is it possible or is it a fake?
No. I mean, I feel like it's totally possible, but it's, you know, pretty much all about the effort that you put into, you know, getting what you want back out of life. Like, you know, how do you not live your dream unless you're just not, you know, you have no motivation, ambition, drive, will whatsoever? Like,
right.
You're just,
well, I mean,
exactly,
I,
you're just there.
I concur. I think each of us are, I mean, we are the Michelangelo of our life at the end of the day, you know?
Right.
I think, I mean, there's a higher power, you know, regardless of your belief, your thought process. I think in the midst of it all, we all do have a common thread that we say there's a power that's higher than us that exists. That's a part, I think, of the overall. But, you know, you, for anyone who wants to get spiritual, I don't even want to go there. I mean, but we can kind of control what's really going on. And you hit it. You hit it on the head. I think it comes down to a lack of ambition. A lack of ambition. Before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, what's your dream tonight? You know, what's your dream? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. We celebrated him, you know, just this week. It's 2015. I mean, we're free, we're able, we're resourceful. Let's make it happen. But what's the problem? Is it something that you really don't see as achievable? Because you got to see it in order to, you know, really make it happen. If you don't believe it's possible, if you can't see it, it can't even manifest. What you think about, you bring about. What you think about, you bring about at the end of the day. And so we want to hear from you. What's your dream? We're going to talk about it because each of us are really trying to make some stuff happen. 2015, let's stop just talking about it. Let's do it. I've committed this year, this month. Like, I came into 2015 ready. Are you ready? Hey, hit us up. Let's talk about it. 917-889-3926. Madam CeeLo Boston, what is your one goal in life? What's your dream? And do you see it as possible, or is it at this point a fake hope?
Okay, my end game, I want to own a strip mall. And yeah, that's my end game right there. I just want to own a strip mall.
Do you see that? Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see it. I've been working on it for a while, so, and then, you know, the more you work on it, the more you learn, the more you're able to do. So, yeah, I see it where it's possible. And I'll say this, that it changed for me, you know, a couple years ago, how I was going to be able to go about it. I just had to regroup and learn how to build a team. Yeah,
absolutely.
But it's possible.
Listen, where there's no team, there's no dream.
Right, because none of us can do anything without somebody.
Listen, and the flip side of that is, where there's no dream, there's no team.
Right. At all. You got to believe in something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go back up the coast. Say, James, what's the one thing that you're trying to accomplish in this lifetime? What's the dream? And do you see it, or have you kind of let it go?
Nah, man, never letting go the dream. I'll put it to you like this: my ultimate goal at the end of the day, when the dust finally settles, is residual income. Bottom line, I ain't talking about you know, $1,000 every 2 weeks. Now, I'm talking about some real money, B, you know what I mean? Real capital, real profit, real turnover. You know what I'm saying? Like, setting it up now. And when I was going through some legal issues back in, like, the early mid-2000s, like around 2005 or whatever, lawyer I was with or whatever gave me some good insight. He told me, he said, right now what you're doing right now, you're 20-something years old. He was like, you won't get your second wind when you hit 30. It's like most adults, he was talking to me from man to man. So he was saying most men at this point in their life try what they think they're supposed to be doing in the 20s. But then when they hit their 30s, they find their purpose and they know what they're supposed to be doing and they know what it is they want to do for themselves. And that's when you hit your second wind. And he was dead on with it because that's when I started, you know, picking up this mantle here and, you know, doing everything else, really starting to embody my vision for what it was worth and really believe in it and see an end to it, see it really, you know, coming into fruition. Because, you know, for all my folks out there that are learned in the good book or whatever, they say without no vision, the people perish.
Every day.
So it's like you got to have a vision anyway for whatever you're doing. Like you said earlier, that you previously said to yourself, you know, thoughts become things. You know what I mean? I'm into this whole, you know, manifestation of your vision, of your goals, and bringing it about because we have that power locked up within inside of us. But a lot of this education has been hidden to keep people where they at, population control. But once this secret gets out, or once this know-how becomes available to everybody, you know, to the proper folks that probably need it more than anybody, you know, look out because things are going to may get kind of ugly.
No, no, say, I don't mean to cut you off, man, but I don't want to go too far away from what you just said, just the word manifestation. Folks, let's pause right there just for 1 minute. M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T-A-T-I-O-N, manifestation.
Use it in a sentence.
Okay, I'll use it in a sentence to make my point. We'll go to break, come back, and talk about it on the other side. Your life is a physical manifestation of what's going on in your head. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab. CM Hyman Radio Live.
Okay, and then sway. Well, I convey that we must do away with all the stress and the strife. So God bless your life. Use kindness and never blindness, and you will find that this perspective is best. Check it out. These are the words that I manifest. I manifest.
got a mess, man on.
TM Hammond Radio Live. That was Guru, Gangstar, Manifest.
Word.
It's 9:25 p.m. Well, 9:26, excuse me. Here on the East Coast, and it's 6:26 on the West Coast. Everybody in the middle, figure it out. And we're talking about, is living the dream possible? Yeah, or nah? I don't know. The consensus seems to be yes. Say, whether you were in the middle of yours, correct?
Well, I was tailing it down. I mean, basically, last thing I was saying that TM was picking up on was the manifestation part of your life or whatever, how he explained that our lives are a physical manifestation of what we brought into our existence. And
right.
I 100%, 110% agree with that, because it's kind of like, you ever think about the time like, okay, I hope this doesn't happen, and boom, it happens. You keep bringing it up, and you keep talking about it, and then, this kind of thing goes on. You know what I mean? So it's the same way you could use that energy and that focus into bringing them negative things into your life, you could switch it around and use it for the positive. But
it's so real, man.
We're so caught up on the negativity of it all, of worst case scenario, that it seems like a far-fetched reality to actually think you can materialize a new reality in front of your own eyes.
Like this example, right here.
You know what I'm saying?
Say, this example, brother, to your point is, folks, I cringe every time I hear this. I'm poor. I don't have no money. I'm poor. We poor. Uh-huh. Listen, stop saying that. Because at the end of the day, you're perpetuating something that's simply a negative mindset. If you simply say, I don't have it right now, but check back with me. But you got to change your mindset. Stop putting those negative words, labels, titles on yourself. Save is on it.
Really.
Speak positivity. Stop speaking so
speak
much.
Life to it.
Speak
life to it.
On what you don't have. And talk about what you want. What you want, speak to the future, not what you lacking, because that's what you're going
to
keep bringing
speak
into life your
to
life.
It, man.
What are you dreaming about? What are you dreaming about? That's what we're talking about tonight. Go ahead, say.
Real quick before you start, Gina, there's two books that I recommend everybody read in order to get a new perspective on life. I read one of them, and that's all I need to read, because I'm hearing the theme is consistent in both of them. One is Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill, I believe his name is, and the other one is Rich Dad Poor Dad, by that Kiyosaki dude, Robert Kiyosaki. I forget how you pronounce his last name, Kiyosaki, whatever. But you know what I'm talking about. I know y'all heard about that Rich Dad Poor Dad. But another one, that's like one in 1A, is Think and Grow Rich. I read that book twice, and it changed my life. You know what I'm saying?
That's
how you view things or whatever.
Yeah, that's a book that you keep looking at as a reference at all times.
Right, exactly. You will always go back to that to get reference points in your life to how to, change your mindset and really start gaining success in your life. But go ahead, Gene. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, TM said a few moments ago, mentioned as far as us celebrating and honoring Dr. Martin Luther King this week. I was going through my Facebook feed and saw that some friends of mine, some girlfriends that I went to Norfolk State with, spent the day with their family children making vision boards. And I think that that's something very important that you can instill in your children as far as you know, what you were saying, say speaking it into existence and, you know, manifesting it into your life. If you speak negativity, you're absolutely right. That's what is going to happen. That's what your mindset is going to be. So you're automatically looking for the flaw in everything, and you'll find it, most definitely. You'll find
it. I have a vision board, and I'm looking at it right now. People,
yes,
a vision
absolutely.
Board is real. I'm looking at mine right now.
It is, and
there's
and
another
you
book.
Limit yourself on your on. Sorry, Sabe. You shouldn't limit yourself on your vision board. Think whatever your real dream is. Don't think small. Think big. Like if you really want it, and that you know that direction that you want to go, then go ahead, full steam ahead, and dream big. Definitely.
Think big.
There's another book that also has a movie. If you're too lazy to read the book, like I was, kind of, it's called The Secret. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that.
Yes, sir.
Or the book
I've read
called
it.
The Secret.
I've read it.
Yeah, that's a movie.
Okay,
right.
Absolutely. That's another pivotal piece in changing your mindset, because that had a lot. That was a very integral part into, you know, learning how to change, like you were saying before, to changing your vocabulary, changing just on how you say certain things. Like you said, instead of saying, you know, I don't know how to, you start saying, I'm working on learning how to. You know, get can't out of your vocabulary.
Stop saying
try, I'm trying to.
Stop saying,
you know what
can't
I mean?
And try.
Little things like that. Little things like that make a big difference in how powerful that statement becomes. You know, I was watching an interview with Will Smith and Tavis Smiley before the I Am Legend movie came out, a little excerpt of it. He said something real profound. He said, look, people don't understand the power of a decision. Once you make a decision that you are 100% vested in, heart, mind, body, and soul, it's like the universe just opens up the floodgates for you, and it's just always trying to find you from there on. It's only up to you to receive it after that. You know what I mean? So this stuff is real, man. And I had to find out slowly but surely myself how real this actual manifestation process really can be in your life.
And so listen, everything is about principles and law. Regardless of who you are, how you see it, it comes down to law. There's law and principle that exists, cause and effect, period. And your mentality has to reflect the glass as half empty or half full. Both of us are looking at, all of us are looking at the same glass. There's some of us that see it as half empty, and there's some of us that see it as half full. Why is that? And we're going to talk about it when we come back right after this. It's 9:33. Hey, it's the Social Lab. Save to you.
Honey. All the mother is lame and you know it now. When the real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock Forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, bad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at a basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutching running around all these Jamaicans. This that prime, this that prime. This that what we do, don't tell your moms. This that red cup all on the launch. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon.
I know you're tired.
Close your eyes and let the word paint a thousand 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam! Wanna fuck you hard on the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get my fuck on the mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Romy, Romy, Rome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. You know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But, ay, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. And, ay, ay, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So, ay, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your other sisters? Maybe we could still make it to the church step. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
Yo, it's 7:37 p.m. in America's New Amsterdam, which is also known as Denver, Colorado. We coming to see y'all soon, folks. Look for us.
Sure are. Sure are.
Check it out. We left off talking about this whole mindset of looking at the glass half full and half empty. And the question behind the screen was asked, so why do we look at the glass as half empty sometimes, if not most of the times? My response to that was just strictly conditioning. Now, I'm not talking about a black, white, Hispanic, or whatever minority suppression thing. I'm just talking about a conditioning mindset that this country sometimes oppresses people with the have by the haves and the have-nots. You understand what I'm saying? And they condition you with fear. Fear is a controlling entity of this country, of how they keep people under control, basically. You know, and I say that to say this. When you're on the media, when you look at the news all the time to scare you, you know, watch out for credit card out there. Not saying this, none of this stuff is real. Watch out for identity fraud. Watch out for, you know, going to the ATM at, you know, people getting your card number from there. Watch out for this. Watch out something stupid as black ice. You know what I'm saying? They try to make such a big deal. Keep fear. Be scared of pit bulls. You know what I'm saying? When a chow and a German Shepherd and Doberman Pinschers bite your ass faster than any dog on the planet. But you got to be scared of pit bulls. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about how they drive the focus home and nailing the hammer on the head of that nail for what they're trying to drive as a fear factor. And conditioning comes from that too, man, being scared of being, you know, of taking risk and everything. If you're not juiced into certain companies and the Iacocas of the world, don't try it. You know what I'm saying? Then we got Mark Zuckerberg who's coming out of left field with something that everybody uses every day now. You know what I mean? He took a risk. What it's all about, man. This country's built on that.
No, it's real. When you talk about the movie, the Secret, I can remember a line in that movie by the good Reverend, and he said something similar to the world had taken a nightmare pill. You remember that?
Yes.
The world in a nightmare pill.
Yes, sir.
The fact that there was a lie, you know, that had kind of taken, and there was a lie that acted like a virus in the mind of humanity. And he talked about how the lie, you know, pretty much had people living in fear, greed, stinginess. Thoughts of fear, greed, and stinginess pretty much lead to lack. And ultimately, that becomes your experience. Why? Because of how you think.
That's it.
Yep. I think a fantastic answer to the question if the glass is half empty or half full is it depends on how thirsty you are.
Yeah.
You got to want
it. If a man thirsty enough, he's going to find drink somewhere.
You got to want it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to want it. So let's back up a few steps, right? Because I think living the dream, one, is defined differently for different people. And so for us on this show, we're entrepreneurs. And so tonight, we're talking to everybody. We want to encourage. We want to empower. We want to inspire. But let me just kick it up one notch. Tonight, I'm talking to entrepreneurs. Tonight, I'm talking to those current business leaders and those people that want to be business leaders, you know, own businesses, got startups and projects they're thinking about, want to do it. Listen, stop sitting on it. Stop playing around. Step up your game. Make it happen this year, this month, like tomorrow. Go get with somebody who's trying to make it happen. The first thing what you got to do is stop hanging around people who ain't about nothing. It's black or it's white. You're for me or you're not for me. It's good or it's bad. You know, the people you surround yourself with, listen, association brings on assimilation. Association brings about assimilation. That's good, bad, or indifferent. Listen, if you hang with people that drink, whether you drink or not, over time, you're going to be drinking. If you hang with people that smoke, you've never smoked in your life, over time, you're going to be smoking.
You're going to be smoking.
So
maybe not cigarettes, but okay.
Fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Tonight, we're talking about living your dream. If living your dream is going back to your husband that you left for that dude over there, now you that hoe over there, listen, go fix it. Go live your dream. Fix it. That might be you living your dream. If your dream is to make $1,500 extra dollars a month, pull the plan together, live out your dream. Living your dream is defined differently. Let me just clarify that. For me, listen, right now in this hour, I'm living my dream. I'm doing something with good people that's empowering and entertaining more people. That's my dream. My goal this year is to have this team compensated for what we do in a big way. We've put in a lot of sweat equity. For me, that's going to be my dream. That's what we work for. We want you to do the same. We want to grow together so we can do it up together. Thank you for being a part of a movement here. We appreciate it. It's the Social Lab. We're going to pause for the course. Come right back. I think we got some adult talk coming live out of Maryland, somewhere up there. DMV.
Somewhere.
We appreciate y'all, Team Hot Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Speak it. She's home. 9:47 p.m. TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate here, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. And that was a little bit of a throwback there for you before we slide on down, actually up to the DMV.
No,
area.
No, you had it right. You got the right.
No,
direction.
No. No, no, no. Save James with adult talk.
Now you're speaking my language. You're cooking with gas right now.
No.
Man. Yo, y'all remember that back in like the 90s when it was like sexy for like a chick to have like a little line of hair going from her belly button into her jeans or whatever?
Gosh, yeah,
that?
Yeah.
I used to like hair down there. Get it
now. Oh, no, y'all used to like hair down there.
Yeah,
goodbye.
I know. I'm just saying. Hey, not no more. I don't want that stuff in front of my teeth. Yeah, I'm an animal. You hear me?
Anyway,
wow. on to my quick talk real quick. First of all, shout out to the, more commonly known on social media as hashtag POTUS, how he played cats last night when they try to play him.
Please give him some applause.
I'm talking
wow.
Straight boss moves, son.
Yo,
basically he was telling them, he was
shut up. Well,
pretty much.
Cat whipping your ass.
Pretty much.
Basically. Because they really try to get at him. He shut them down. They're like, yeah, I know. I won both of them already. Chill out.
Yo, son, the memes have been fantastic. I've been so entertained over the last 24 hours.
Shut them down.
All the way down.
You, man. I'm talking about smooth as silk.
Love
smooth
Barack.
As silk with that one.
Yes,
oh, man. There'll never be another. Never be another. Sorry.
Never.
But anyway, I kind of had like a real-life situation that piggybacked off of our talk that we had last Wednesday about when can a woman be too strong. I kind of experienced this firsthand in an indirect fashion. What I mean by that is, the wife and I have been, working on getting our home business off the ground and everything. And then we had, now I wouldn't say a setback, but we had a little hiccup in the events that was planned to take place or whatever. By nobody's fault, it was just the third party kind of just, backdoored some kind of situation. But long story short, it threw us for a loop. And she was physically upset and disturbed by this whole situation, disappointed. A lot of emotion was mixed into the reaction that happened. But she's very even keel with her response to adversity. Never throws a tantrum, a hissy fit, or, does anything that some emotional women could do. Okay? But what she does is, whenever this kind of situation comes up, when it's some kind of adversity outside of our hands, she tends to like to shun any kind of consoling efforts, whether it be from me, whether it be, whatever the case may be. But she shuns, she like kind of goes up to herself and just like, just stays away and likes to be left alone the whole time. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like she hardly shows emotion a lot of time, I would say, to my understanding. But it's like that's sometimes what I would say, sometimes as a man, and some women may not understand what I'm getting ready to say, Tia, I'm hoping you can also, but sometimes as a man, that helps us feel like men also. Because one of my points was like, how sometimes a woman doesn't know how to man feel like a man because they're too much of a man for it. I'm not saying that she was acting in that fashion, but little things like this come into play. Like, okay, if I'm your best friend, if you're my best friend, and we both got best in each other's interests at heart, and we're supposed to be there for each other, at each other's back, you know, why can't you come to me when you have grief on your heart? Why do you have to go up to yourself and not to say that I have all the answers and everything, not to say that I have the answer to the situation, but for you to, you know, go off and, you know, kind of gather your own self up and pull yourself up by your own bootstraps when sometimes a helping hand can aid the healing process, especially somebody that you care for, somebody that, you know, cares for you and has your best interest at heart. I don't know how you guys feel about that situation.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? That's kind of like with manhood, you know, when you get to a certain point in manhood, you look to be.
I think the key word for me I heard was console. I think that's a part of your responsibility. I think a husband should console his wife, a man should console his woman. And I could see how, but my first question would be, you know, is she like typically an unaffectionate person? Because
no.
some women, you know, have a disconnected, non-nurturing.
That's totally left field of any kind of premonition about her. Completely, I mean, what wonderful spirit, I mean, natural maternal instinct, natural nurturer, I mean, all of the intangibles that you will want with a solid helpmeet as a woman in your life as a man. All the intangibles that are there, she exhibits that. But like
well,
I said, when it comes
to... She's just pissed off and she wants you to leave her alone.
No, but listen, but feel me with no hands on this one. This is like, I don't know, I don't want to say it's like the only time where I would be able to get this opportunity to console, because like I said, she has a mean poker face. When anything is bothering her, you won't know until, you know, conversation happens, and then you can kind of feel the energy. You dig what I'm saying? But outside of that, from the outside looking, you would never know when anything is bothering her. Now, I get it. She needs her time to herself. I get that. I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes in the initial shock of things, you sometimes, like, look, you know, try to go to somebody who you know can understand your pain and just get it off your chest, and then you could deal with it or whatever. It's like, you know, that part is totally, like, non-existent. And, I, you know, and me as a man, as her help me, you know, I kind of want to be in place to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Give
help.
Some perspective. Give some female perspective here.
Say, you have to... It's hard with us because when there's something that we're dealing with that we feel really strongly about and we really are the only ones that can do anything about it, you got to just let us go through it. It's kind of like your machismo. It's just in the feminine sense of it.
But I hear exactly what you're saying. But if I'm feeling some kind of way about something and I know that, you know, she always helps, you know, kind of bring ease to the situation or kind of, you know, make the sting of it a little dull, then I know that's where I'm going to go to, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Like I said, it may be kind of hard for me to describe, but I guess sometimes I have an issue with me thinking everybody should think like me, and I know I need to work on that also.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, damn, I just...
I mean, that's fair, because you want to be there for her.
That's all,
you just want to be there
I
for
just
her.
Help. Right, I just want to help. You know what I mean?
He want to console her, and I think
yeah.
he's dead on with that. I think that's a part of it. Not just something he should want to do. That's his role.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And that's all I'm saying. I feel like I'm being robbed of that sometimes. You know what I mean? I know it's for good reason. I know it's for good reason.
Have to give her the benefit of the doubt, Sabe. Like, you have times as the man when you're dealing with things too. You know, you got something on your mind, you really don't want to talk about it or whatever. You know, you're not trying to, like, shun her, but you just kind of have to be by yourself to work it out. It's the same thing.
Hey, and big up to you, dude. I mean, we're talking about living your dream tonight. Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. You done brought it all together. I mean, you living your dream at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? To actually feel how many cats are walking around and say, I feel robbed
of the chance to be there.
To
just
yes.
stole my damn wife. Hey,
applause
look
to Save Jane.
Yo, you're my mentor. You're my mentor.
Whatever, son.
Pick a bookie.
No, that's real, brother. I mean, for real, you live in the life. And so big up to you, man. I mean, because you're never afraid to talk about, you know, your relationship, and it does stand out. You know, it's not status quo. And again, nevertheless, you still stand up and you saying it. So for me, I connect. Again, it's your responsibility. You want to console your wife. We don't have enough.
You're the real MVP tonight,
Dave.
Oh, stop it already.
All
right, that's enough. That's enough.
Step up and want to console.
That's enough.
Hey, listen.
Let's go to a song real quick, and we'll come back with a couple seconds left. Get out. I'm
live your dream like Dave James tonight.
Too much.
That's right. He's the real MVP tonight.
We'll be right back.
Let's have no rules, right, man? It's back to the about you, man. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She be looking right around my way. Hey man, how I doing? I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I go to any club, I don't bet. And you don't want no bad on the dead body.
No.
She thought I was gonna violate. Thought I was cheating, she was climbing up the basket. Try to catch me with my pants now. She let me beat it on the man.
He said that he don't like me. But every night he called me, said he wanna fuck.
Hey, we out of here. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Hey, we're back on Friday, 9 p.m. Gina, take us home, peace.
We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio, The General, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, myself, Hot Chocolate, DD Toya. Happy birthday, Nokia.
Yeah, and I'm not playing the outro.
He thought I tried to line him. Thought I was leaving for the whole.